So we annually we spend a service looking at what God has done in this congregation, and so it'll be a little bit different. There are five areas which we're going to report back on, and then ultimately what we'll end with is a short message from Pam, and then we'll conclude with a closing song. And so part of this is, if you will, in worldly terms, called it like an AGM, but we don't see it like that at all. What we want to do is reflect and see what God has done in this church so that we can see and get into what God is doing. So as we go through these five areas, what do you think to yourself? How does this reveal what God is doing and where He is working? And the second thing I want to ask you to do, whether you're a new visitor, member, not member, doesn't matter, is to ask God, how can I get in on your world? God, what are you doing? What's happening in your world? And then second question is, how can I get into what you're doing in your world? So what are you doing and how can I play a role? So you might see in this reflection time, you might see things that are ministries that you might think to yourself, oh, I'd love to pray for that, or I'd like to support that, or I'd like to be a part of that. Or that might just be a spur and interest for you as to what's going on in God's world through Crossways Church. So won't you reflect on those two parts? What is God doing and how can I be a part of it? All right, so with that, I'm going to pass over to Doug, and Doug's going to take us through just a few of the formalities, and then he's going to start with the opening report. Thanks, Doug.
It's more comfortable in your hands, don't it? Morning, everyone. All right, so just as part of the requirements for an AGM, one of the things we need to do is to just raise if there are any apologies. So if there is anyone that you know gives an apology, if you can just send that to Pam afterwards and just let them know. I know Pam's probably got some apologies already. And then there is also an attendance register that we have to keep. So I think there are two clipboards that Pam's going to hand around. If you can just make sure that you just put your name on that, we just need it for record purposes. So thanks so much. And then what we need to do is to sign the minutes. I've just done that quickly. It was really a feedback time last year, so there are no big matters arising. So we just had to do that. And then from there, we can pretty much move on to the reports for this year. So those are like the formalities of this time. So unless at the end you'll get a chance to say if there's any matters arising, if there's like anything that's on your heart that you want to raise, you can do that at the end. But otherwise, this is really going to be a report back time of giving glory to God for His goodness. Okay.
Grab those papers. Oops. Sorry, love.
Okay. So Josh, if you can get us started. So I'm going to be focusing on just some feedback on leadership in the church and some of our partnerships and that kind of thing. So if we can just go through a few of those together. So first of all, just to remind all of you, we've got an eldership team. We meet weekly. And just to say to the team, it's been just such a blessing to serve with you guys in this church. It really has been so good. And we've just seen God has just been so gentle with us. He's been so good to us. And thank you for everyone who served on that team. And then just to say as well, if you don't know, there are two other congregations, Zulu congregations, that are part of Crossways, and they're led by this team. It's Tyrone Hearthstones and Figilium Dwara, and then Dumasan and Charles. So they take responsibility for two congregations, one at Tumbleweed and one at Mbuchani, and we meet with them from time to time. But just let's remember that they are part of our Crossways family as well. And then, we are just blessed. We're not just an elders team. We're elders families as well. And every year we spend some time together just really planning the year ahead, but also just praying that God would give us direction and guidance. And that's just a picture from our time away. It's always so good. And so thank you, church, for sponsoring our time away. We always go somewhere where we can be quiet together and be in a good, a nice place. So thanks for that. And what I want to do now is just focus on three pictures that we believe just God gave us last year, that we're relevant to Crossways Church. And when we share these pictures, I think it's important that these pictures are revealed so that they will do something in us. So we don't want to just say, okay, God showed us that, let's move on. Let's make sure we hear what God is saying to us and act if we need to. So the first picture here, and it's up there as well, but it's this picture of a heart. So all you guys can see. But there was something wrong with the heart, and there was a blockage. And I don't know if any of you have suffered with a blockage of the heart, but it's a pretty nasty thing. And none of us wants to be in a situation where we have a blockage in our hearts, because it can affect the functioning of our whole body. It can put us totally out of action, or it can cripple us in our human walk. And we really felt that God was saying that actually, if there are blockages in our lives, God wants to undo those blockages. And so for any of us, that could look like a whole lot of things. It could be an addiction that you are struggling with. It could be unforgiveness, where you just like, actually, I just don't want to forgive this person, you know. Or it could be something even that God said, you need to step out and do this. And you're like, no, God, I'm not going to do that. But there are many different things that can cause a blockage in our hearts. And I just want to encourage you, church, we are called to deal with things when God points them out to us. He wants us to deal with things in our hearts so we can be healthy as we follow him. All right, so that was the first encouragement. The second picture is one of Victoria Falls. And anyone here been to Victoria Falls? Okay. I know quite recently the falls have been flowing strongly again. There have been times where it doesn't flow very strongly. But when it pumps like this, like in this picture, it is just a beautiful sight. And what we just felt as a church is that this was a picture of God's desire, that he wants his Holy Spirit to flow through us, individually, but as a church as well, in an amazingly powerful way. And if you've been to Vic Falls, as some of you have, it is a beautiful sight. And God wants to flow through his church like the Zambezi in full flood, flowing over the Victoria Falls and then to the lands downstream of that. So it links to the picture of the heart, right? That if our hearts are blocked, there's not going to be a flow through us to others. And in the same way, if someone had to put a dam on the Zambezi, Victoria Falls would be no spectacle. And I think we want to be people that are reflecting Jesus. And if we've got a blockage in our hearts, there's not going to be much reflection of Jesus. So let's pray for each of you. If you know if there's something in your heart where there's a blockage, pray that God would help you through that. Well, come and speak to us. We'd love to see that blockage removed so that there really would be a flow of God's Spirit through your life. And then the final picture was this one of boats. You'll remember those that came to the camp. Anyone come to the camp with us last year? Quite a lot. You know, that was just a wonderful time together. And really what we felt during some of us went down to the hole in the wall was we saw this picture of boats. And boats are a wonderful thing for a fisherman. They help you get to the good places to go fishing. But what a boat is never meant to do is to just stay on the shore. Okay, and I think we really just felt that each of us, so every one of you at this table has a boat. In a sense, God calls each of us to get on our boats and go fishing for men. He doesn't say, you've got a boat, but it's fine. Just stay at home and, you know, stay warm by the fire. We're actually each called to go and be fishers of men. And on each of your tables, Renee has put an amazing little reminder for us of these boats with fish. And God's purpose for our church and for each of us is that we would find someone to love, someone to tell God's message to. And I was just thinking that if you remember the story when Jesus took the fish and the loaves and he multiplied it. Remember that story? Was it about the discipleship's ability that they fed the 5,000? Nothing to do with that, right? It was God's goodness. And I think all of us sometimes feel like, not me, like I'm, you know, I can't really be the one to share something with or love someone well. But actually, as we do our little bit, God's going to multiply it. So what you are welcome to do during the rest of the AGM is take one of those fish and you're welcome to eat them. They are one of my favorite things to eat, so I would encourage you to do that. But while you're doing that, won't you just contemplate, God, what is it that you wanted me to do? Is there one person that you want me to love or share your gospel with? Okay, I see there's some smiles around this. I can eat this fish. Nice. Okay, so those are just three really important pictures that we believe were for our church. So let's take those on board in the season ahead. Okay, so just to go through a few more things, just to say we don't only have an eldership team, we've got a wider leaders team. And what you'll just see as we go through, most of your faces are actually represented in different places. And that's just because each one in Crossways is called to be a part. And we just want to thank you so much for everyone. The Wider Leaders team, there's a whole group of you that serve in different ways and leading. Thank you. Thank you to each of you for that. And then also just to remind you that we are part of NCMI, that's New Covenant Ministries International. And it's been great just to see our relationship and partnership with them that has been increasing during this last year. That's been through a number of things. We've had regional KZN equips that some of us have gone to. There's some leadership retreats that certainly as an eldership team we have found so valuable. So, so valuable. Spending time with other leaders, asking God just to guide us, getting encouraged by others. That's been such a good time. Tony attended the church planters training just in time for next year when you start planting down there, Tones. But that was great. Just an amazing time of equipping. Zach Lombard came and provided some apostolic input here in our church. And there was the One Life Youth Conference. It's lovely for our youth to be able to be part of that. And there was also the Global Equip, which for those of us that went was an amazing time together. If we can share the next slide there, Josh. So the Global Equip was up in near Joburg, and there were 34 nations represented there. And just a reminder that actually NCMI and God's church is just so much broader than maybe what we see here. And it's so good that we can actually call on some of those people to come and minister to us and with us. And so we'll be doing that a little bit more in the coming year as well. And that's just a picture of the Global Equip time, just one of them, just an amazing opportunity just to praise with lots of people. It was such a blessing. And then just a huge thank you to Pam and to Ndumiso. They are paid on a part-time basis for the work that they do at Crossways, and really they are just such a steady backbone and support for us. So Ndumiso, thank you so much for your faithful serving. You really have been such a blessing with the youth, with the sound ministry, with getting all our presentations sorted out, the worship, getting things organized there. You've been a blessing to us. So thank you. And Pam, you've also just been such a blessing. Every week, Pam organizes us, right? Service teams, worship teams. I get reminded, I'm facilitating this week. There's so much that Pam does. And she preaches. You're a blessing to us all, Pam. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, and then just, we didn't have to do a huge amount on our facilities last year. We did fix a few holes in the floor. I remember we had a wedding here and some of the guests were nearly falling through the floor. Whose wedding was that? Yeah, so this is an old building and it does need lots of maintenance. So thanks to Harvey and Renee for keeping things afloat on that side and getting things repaired when you need to. Really appreciate that. And we employ a gardener and a cleaner as well. And so thank you to them for last year and what they've done. All right, and then I'm just going to run through a few highlights from the Tumbleweed and Mbuchane congregations because they are part of us. To say they have weekly connect groups. They had an amazing Passover celebration. They spend a whole lot of time together celebrating and going through teaching together. They've got prayer meetings on Thursdays. And also what we celebrated with them was our regular combined services, which were twice a year. And that was always just so good to have the three congregations together. Thanks, Joshy. Yeah, and for Mbuchane, what was amazing is this last year was their 20th year since the church started. So that was quite a thing, and they had a lovely celebration together, and we can just again see God is good. Like, this little church started 20 years ago, and it is still going. And the ministries from that church continue to bless the community. So that's so good. And then for Tumbleweed, if you remember, 2 years ago, the church, the new building was built. A lot of you guys were part of that. There were some challenges with security, So we decided together with the eldership team from the Zulu congregations to raise money for a fence. And so this last year, there was about 150,000 that was raised to put a fence up around that facility. But thank you to all of you for your giving for that. And that was a really important step for them to feel that the building's safe when they're not there. Okay. And there's just one of the pictures of our combined celebrations. I really would encourage you, if you've never experienced that, I would encourage you in the year ahead to be part of one of those services. It's uncomfortable in some ways because you might be around people that you're not used to, but it is so good. It is so good. So I would really encourage you to be part of that in the year ahead. It's a way of us celebrating the bigger body of Christ together. So let's make sure we do that together in the year ahead. Okay, Tones, over to you.
Thank you. I'm reporting on ministry, and then there are three more reporting areas. So just with ministry, I've been running the preaching team, amazing group of people. I think everyone would here would agree that every week we get fed so well by those who are on this team and who do so much preparation. So thank you to all those listed on this group. You guys are amazing, and we're so blessed to have you. We are incredibly fortunate. So thank you to you all. And on to the next slide. So we had a very full and busy preaching schedule last year. If you think of how much we covered, we did a John Mark Comer, Practicing the Way on Generosity. We went through the book of Jonah. We had a short mini-series on where Jesus says, "Who do you say I am?" We did Luke season 1, so we did part of the Luke's Gospel. We did a Great Commission series, Fanning into Flame series, Luke season 2, and the Advent series. So it was packed full, but each of those were amazing times in God's Word. And then on to the next children's ministry. Those are all of our beautiful children. And thank you to the teachers. If you can go to the next slide. Thank you to all of these people who have been helping with teaching the kids. It's an amazing group of teachers who are so sacrificial and who take their time out to prepare and to look after our kids. So thank you very much. And also to the worship team. So if you go to the next slide, thank you, Steve and Jess, here on my right, for all you did in 2025 to lead that team. And for developing the Spotify playlist as well, which is an excellent way of all of us being able to access the songs that we sing on a Sunday. We installed a new mixer and speakers. Indomiso has helped with updating worship slides, and all those people at the bottom there were helping with the media, which is so important at the back to keep the slides going and the music going. So thank you to all of you for your service in this area. If there are people in this church, you can go to the next one, who can help with media, then please put your hand up and we can always make space for you. And then Sunday services also require people to come and set up, put out communion, prepare tea and coffee, open up windows and doors and all sorts of things. So thank you to these folk who helped in 2025. And a very special family that you can see, a whole family listed there, the Ruiz family. I don't think they're here today, but thank you to them, and particularly Miriam for her help in stocking the kitchen. And then on to pastoral care. So we regularly will help people in need by taking meals and just looking after them and helping to guide them and pray for them and hear what they're going through and just be a support. So if anyone would like to be on that team, we'd most appreciate it. Go on to the next slide. Thank you. We've also had our youth ministries. And so we have two youth ministries. One is the True North, grade 4 to 7, the Littlies. And then we have an older group. So Indomiso took over the leading of the smaller group. And so thank you, Indomiso, for what you did in 2025 with that group. And then we have the youth Bible study. And the Hartwicks have been very involved. They're not here today. And so was Nick and Megan as well with helping the kids go deeper into the Word. And so that's a picture of them having fun. But also they spend lots of time doing actual Bible study. And it's been very rich time. And then OneCon, the OneCon is coming up for this year soon, but in 2025 we had a good group of kids go, and so they had an amazing time in 2025, and we also supported, next slide, a whole group of Mbochane teens to go as well. So there's a cost implication of going to this, and so we have often supported those who cannot afford it to go, and they were also very blessed by that time together. And then some connect groups and prayer groups. Thank you, Roz, for what you're doing in the women's ministry side. You're a blessing. Nick and Megan, for what you've done in terms of your young professionals groups, and Dean for the men's group, and Harvey for the prayer group. Thank you so much for all of what you're doing. You're a blessing to us. And last year we also celebrated baptism. So there's Doug preparing a few people for baptism. And you can go to the next slide. We do a preparation, and then there's also moments when we actually do have baptisms, either here, and that one of Asina was actually on our camp. And that's always a beautiful and rich time. And we also dedicated Musa and Rina's baby in 2025, so that was also a lovely celebration. And on to events. So I'm going to go across to Renee. Yeah, you can.
Mine is short and sweet, but I'll just share this scripture before I do. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field and God's building. So it's really such a combined effort. So when we have events, none of them happen without a fully combined effort. Okay, so we had a Sabbath meal get together here, and the Sabbath meal is very much a part of how we think and how we feel. It's just to spend time together reflecting. So that Sabbath meal was one we had here, and just very warm and very relational. Okay, another case of us utilizing someone else's ministry. This was John Roth that came and did a time together in Tony and Alana's garden, and just teaching us the value of solitude. So that was also a precious time. We had him sing. We had the Hartwicks who drove that, and that was also really precious. It's such a lovely time to spend, just remembering the beautiful hymns and the incredibly precious words that are in those old hymns. So that was a time to sing together. The church camp. Who can forget the church camp? The reminder with the boats. We each received a boat, and that was a reminder to us to get into our boat and do. And it's been very precious to see, going forward since the camp, the people that have given testimonies about the fruit that's happened, about them bravely getting into their boat, fishing, and doing the work that God's called them to do. And we had a wedding right here. Nick and Casey. Oh! That's no good. We had just a very precious time right here. So that's why I say none of the events can happen without a full representation and involvement. So thank you for everybody's contributions. Yes, we still have this was their inspiration, the sound boost up here. So we have this, and everybody says the sound is much better, so it stayed.
We've had an incredible year with outreach and community partnership. So kicking off with Hope Counseling, It's a very important outreach arm of this church, if you haven't heard of it. It's a lay counseling ministry, so the counselors are trained. They aren't professional accredited counselors, but they are very, very well trained. And it's a partnership with other Hilton churches. You'll see Hilton Christian Fellowship logo there. And us, we do have representatives from other churches, but the NPO of Hope Counseling is funded and supported by those two churches, ourselves and HCF. And it really has been incredible. We had over 40 cases last year through Hope Counseling of lives changed, with each case being on average about 9 weeks. And so there was a lot of lives impacted for the kingdom through that ministry, and there's ongoing training and development. At our Imbuchane site, there is a mobile clinic that uses the facility and brings soup for all the patients that wait for the clinic. And so the church provides soup. And so it's been really amazing to have that as an outreach opportunity where people are loved when they're also receiving medical care. And then Stephen and Jess, oh, I see Jess is out. Stephen, we want to acknowledge you in our support of local mission. So Stephen and Jess work amongst the Zion community, the Amazayoni in Southern Africa. And they've been very instrumental and key in ministry, in serving, in developing Bible Project in isiZulu. Those of you who love the Bible Project, they've been working very hard behind the scenes, recording and getting the team going. So thank you so much for all the work you do. Long hours, and they're both very fluent in Zulu, which is quite amazing. And we just want to bless you and honor you and say thank you for the work you're doing. And then, yeah. Tiens, I see you in the back there too. Thank you so much for the wonderful work that you're doing at African Enterprise. I know as a church we love to back what African Enterprise does, and we look forward to more partnerships going forward. We sort of feel like we've only really started initiating conversations and mobilizing, but we want to honor you and say thank you for the incredible work you do throughout Africa. So bless you, Tiens. Yeah. And then in terms of missions afar, we all got to meet Kent and Robin Dyer and their lovely family. They are in Indonesia, in Medan, and they are ministering there and lecturing in a Bible college and helping the locals find Christ. And it's a tough circumstance, but our church supports them, and we love to pray for them. So if you are feeling called to support missionaries, either in prayer or financially, that's a very valuable family to get behind. You'll see there's another slide. We had a mission Sunday last year and celebrated with cakes and blessed and prayed for them before they headed back at the start of this year for their time there. Then in terms of some other local community partnerships, Ndaba Zinhle Creche, where's Nelly? Oh, she's teaching. Nelly is such a valuable person in this partnership, and she heads up the Ndaba Zinhle Creche as the lady principal. She works with Zanele. They have a whole group of children that every day they show up for and love and feed. And on that note, thank you so much to everybody who provides yummies for tummies. So there are some of the children. Sorry, Josh, I rushed that one. You can see the children at the creche having fun, learning and playing, getting ready for their early years before they start formal schooling. And thank you to those who provide for the yummies for tummies that helps to feed them monthly. It's a blessing to feed these children who come to the creche every day. They have an end-of-year party here, which is always a huge hit with water slides and cake and party food and bags of clothes and gifts which the church put together. Thank you to all those involved in supplying those backpacks full of gifts and baking cakes and coming and being here on the day and supporting the fun and serving the children from the creche. So that was an amazing event. And then in terms of community partnership, in Mbuchane we have an afternoon homework support program that runs every week of every school term. And we've got a new library there with some books. And the children can come after school to a safe environment where they're supported in their learning. Someone helps them with their homework. And then they go home at a reasonable hour with their homework having been done. And we're seeing over the years an improvement in their school results and the overall the matric result that they get at the end of the day. And then we have a partnership with Restoration Hope, which is an organization that was started in the United States. And Nelly is our representative, and they do a number of initiatives. You'll see in the next two slides, there's a senior youth that meets weekly in the Imbuchane building, and there's a Cool Kids Connect. So these are the younger kids. Every Thursday, about 80 children get together, and they hear the good news of Jesus and have fun. And so that's Restoration Hope and Crossways Church, and Nelly's very involved. And then in July, they have a holiday club, which they had in 2025, lots and lots of children. And then the teens from the senior youth group, they helped Nelly to run that holiday club. And it's a blessing for the whole community. And that's it. Okay, over to Harvey.
Yeah, I have the privilege of reporting on the finances, and I was pleased to see that Pam was on it, because that's the pack that I get given every month by Pam to check through. So, that's the pack that I get given by Pam to go through and check every month. So that just indicates how much Pam does. And so it was really right that she should be honored today. Okay. Yeah, so this is the annual budgets compiled by our leadership team. And, go for the next one. Yeah, they're the offerings for 2025 and 2024. You can see they're slightly up, less the expenses, and you can see in 2025, we actually spent more than we got in. But fortunately, go for the next slide, Josh. Well, at one of the later slides, you'll see the different funds that we've got. And fortunately, we have reserve funds, so we can use those to fund that where we overexpend. Right there, the breakdowns of the various contributions. I think it's easier if you just look at it. You can see Ndabazintle Creche there. We spend 192,000 in supporting the creche, but it's a wonderful exercise. When we did the distributions during lockdown through Sweetwaters, I took Nelly with me because she would be able to tell me she knows just about everybody in Sweetwaters. So she would be able to say, well, that family needs help this month, this week, that one doesn't. Next time, this one needs help, that one doesn't. And it was just fantastic having Nelly to help with that. Yeah, they're the different funds. And you can see our Hilton Savings Fund, it has been depleted this year quite a bit because of that fence that we put up at Tumbleweed. But you see the various funds that we've got there, so we can fund fund things if we do run out of funds in a year. And you'll see there we've got a Hilton salary reserve. It stands at 254,000 now, and that's just a fund that we felt we needed to create to cover if it happened that this church couldn't fund the salaries, we wouldn't have a problem being able to fund them. So there you can see our current assets. Okay. Yeah, I think most of these things have been covered through the various reports, but you can see the support that we do offer there, which it really is fantastic, and so we're so grateful for the contributions from all of you, because if we didn't get the contributions from you, we wouldn't be able to support all those things. So that's fantastic. Yeah, so 2025 was a fantastic year. And I think the reality is that this building now is just about full every Sunday. And so we're realizing now that we might have to do something about that. But as of now, we're here, and we'll go into 2026 very happy. We're in 2026. We'll go next year very happy. Okay. I think are there any questions? I prefer there not to be any questions here because... But you're welcome, Pam?
Can I just say that the annual financial reports are available for anybody?
Yeah. No, I was going to say that. The annual reports are here, so if anybody wants to check through them, please do that because obviously you need to be satisfied that it's all under control. Okay.
Harvey, thanks so much. Isn't it amazing, this small church with all these ministries? Isn't that amazing, hey? When you look at everything that's been done in one calendar year, how God works, how we get to go into His world and He comes into our world and He works through us. It's amazing. What a privilege, hey? Somebody who also needs a clap, I think, is Nelly, because Nelly does so much and you can see how important she is in terms of these ministries. Can we just honor Nelly? She's out. Let's honor her anyway with a hand clap. She'll hear from us. And you know, when we applaud, who we really are applauding is who? King Jesus. So can we give King Jesus one round of applause? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. We're going to ask Pam. She's going to finish this time together with a beautiful but short, punchy word for about 10 minutes on glorifying God and what is the glory of God. So we can get into our Bibles now. We can leave with some nutrition from the word. So thank you, Pam, very much for preparing this.
Josh, please put that slide back up, the last one. Thank you. Some years ago, I think it was Alana, who said the AGM, Annual General Meeting, should actually be called the Annual Glory Meeting. Because we, as we've been said so many times, we're giving glory to Jesus. Ephesians 3, verse 21. Now to Him, God Almighty, who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And that's what this is about. We see Jesus emerging from the pages of the New Testament being described as the radiance of God's glory and the exact imprint of His nature. Hebrews 1 verse 3. The disciple John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 1 and 14. So Jesus came to reveal the glory of God to us. And the Apostle Paul tells us, and here's this amazing thing, that as we see Jesus, as we behold the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed, changed, into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus. John 16, 14. To lift Him up in all of His beauty, of purity, of compassion, of justice, of mercy, of grace, of truth, of faithfulness, of holiness, of joy, of unfailing love, covenant love, of gentleness, of righteousness, and of goodness. Isn't that a beautiful picture? That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do. So His ministry is to glorify Jesus both in the church collectively together and in our individual lives. So why were you and I created in the first place? Isaiah the prophet tells us that we were created for God's glory. Isaiah 43 verse 7. But sadly, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, it says in Romans 3:23. We've missed the mark. But the heavens haven't fallen short. The heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 19 verse 1. Jesus radiated the glory of God. And guess what? God's plan is for us to do that too, to glorify God too in our bodies, 1 Corinthians 6:20. To bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is really the character of Jesus, so that others can get a picture of Jesus when they see us. What a high calling. The fullness of God's glory is yet to be revealed to us. Romans 8:28. For I consider, says Paul, that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And he said that Christ in me, and Christ in you, is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Imagine a world where every tongue is confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, where the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. So that's the Great Commission it's part of the Great Commission that Jesus has entrusted us with, is to reflect and so declare his glory to the nations in word and deed, his marvelous works amongst all the peoples. Psalm 96, verse 3. So we've had a small glimpse today, haven't we, of and seen something of what has brought God glory in the church. What a privilege to belong to his church, don't you agree? What an awesome responsibility to be his letter that is read and known by all men. Written not with ink, says the Bible, but with the Spirit of the living God on the tablets of our human hearts. That's 2 Corinthians 3:2-3. What are people around us reading? Let's be inspired to let the Holy Spirit glorify Jesus through our lives. May all the glory go to him. Let's pray. Father, we are just so humbled to even speak about your glory, which is so vast and so almost past knowing. And yet one day, Lord, we know that we will see you in all your glory. And we can't even maybe begin to imagine what that must be like. But we know that before you left, Jesus, you prayed that we would be with you one day where you are, so that you could show us your glory. That's such an amazing prayer, such an amazing thought, Lord. We just love and honor you for all that you are and all that you do and all that you want to do through our lives, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in us, to glorify Jesus so that the world may know who he is. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
If I can just invite the worship team up, we're going to close our time together with a song, and then we'll go out. Please stay behind if you would like some prayer, and the elders will pray for you here up front. Otherwise, please enjoy some tea and coffee out on the veranda with us. Let us pray as we close. Almighty Father, how we long to behold your glory.